This is how we all came into the world.
This is the Basic Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps, and we've severely underestimated the time that we would have to be recording episodes while we moved across the states. I'm Liz, your semi-basic host.
I'm Joseph. And it was a big move.
It was a very big move. We thought we could maybe record an episode as we were watching.
We can record one last episode and then get there and then record again. Nope.
No, that didn't happen. So
we've missed weeks.
We're back, though. We're back. We've been watching, but we're here to give you the rundown if you haven't been watching, which I wouldn't blame you because, in general, the shows haven't been the best, but the women's still been kicking ass.
I don't know. The last two have been the best that they've put on all year.
Are you talking about just, like, the men in general, too?
No, I'm talking about the whole product. Yeah, well, not this past Friday. The Friday before last week. Before this week and last Raw.
Okay, so
when the Invasion storyline kicked in.
Let's go ahead and just talk about this whole Invasion from NXT that went down. It started on SmackDown. Just
jump right into that.
Let's just start into
that's the best part.
Yeah, let's. NXT just came onto SmackDown and started beating the crap out of everybody, and Bayley was no exception.
Do you want to give the back history as to why?
Go ahead.
Most of the roster got stuck in Saudi Arabia. Got held hostage in Saudi Arabia by reports.
If you follow the news, yeah.
Allegedly got held hostage in Saudi Arabia. So WWE scrambled to figure out what they could do. And they said, oh yeah, we got a bunch of better wrestlers down in Florida. Let's fly a bunch of them up. And then they all came up to, they were in New York, weren't they?
Yes.
And then beat the crap out of the SmackDown roster.
Unless this was the plan all along. But either way, it worked out very nicely because now Survivor Series pay-per-view is going to be Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT.
Yeah, for the first time ever, because now they're on an actual network.
Yeah.
Well, they're on a cable network.
So one of the things that we saw backstage was Bianca Belair beating up Dana Brooke and Carmella, who, by the way, are now a tag team.
Chucking Carmella over, or was it Dana Brooke? It was Carmella, right?
She threw Dana Brooke into travel cases. Then she overhead pressed Carmella and threw her over some other cases.
The travel cases.
So this is all going on backstage. There was a match between Nikki Cross and Bayley that was going on for the championship.
Yeah.
Nikki Cross lost, obviously, because she's not as good as Bayley. And as they're watching, you know, this all go on backstage, Shayna Baszler comes in and starts beating up on Bayley.
Well, first she beat up Sasha, threw Sasha into the ring post.
Right, Sasha was watching. Yeah. Yeah.
And then she came in and beat the crap out of Bayley.
I don't remember too much about the match between Bayley and Nikki, other than it was just, you know, another Bayley-Nikki match. But the highlight of this was Shayna coming in and just cleaning house.
Yeah, Shayna's so cool. Like, seeing her with this roster already is so cool.
I love to hate Shayna. This made me hate Shayna some more because she's beating on my girl Bayley.
Like, she could have been moved up already, but I hope they don't take her.
I'm glad she hasn't.
Yeah,
been.
Yeah, I'm so glad she
NXT
hasn't.
NXT is on USA. There's, like, no moving up anymore. Yeah.
Or moved over, but what was the Rhea and Tegan thing? What was going on then?
Rhea, because that was before
the Shayna spot. Yeah, they came out for somebody's match, didn't they? And they beat up on a couple of girls.
Oh, duh, yeah. Mandy and Sonya were waiting to fight Carmella and Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
And Rhea Ripley and Tegan, which was an interesting pairing for them.
I think they were just
trying
to get their most badasses. Triple H probably brought his. He was like, I'm going to bring all my golden children over.
That's what it is, because they have really pushed Tegan.
Yeah.
Like, since she's come back. And I still don't see. Well, actually.
You're starting to like her.
We'll talk about it in a little bit. But, yeah, Rhea and Tegan aren't friends.
No, not at
Rhea
all.
Rhea broke Tegan's legs at the Mae Young Classic.
I mean, they're friends in. No, they're not friends.
They're not friends. Tegan is friends with Dakota Kai.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were beating up on Mandy and Sonya. So that happened. So there's just, like, this whole invasion of NXT on SmackDown. That's when it all started.
Yes.
And then you go into Raw. And
that was when it got announced, or was it before Raw that they got announced that it's going to be the women's champions against each other?
I think it was in between SmackDown and Raw.
Yeah. So now we have Shayna versus Bayley versus Becky at Survivor Series.
Yeah, that's right. And Sasha Banks is the captain of the SmackDown Survivor Series team. Who's the captain of Raw's?
I don't know. I don't think we found out yet, but it's probably going to be Charlotte.
It should be Charlotte because Becky won't be.
Yeah, I don't see how it wouldn't be Charlotte.
It's going to be Alexa.
It's going to be Natalya.
We're going to get Alicia Fox back.
That's not going to happen.
We're
going to get, what's her name? The redhead back from Total Divas.
Eva Marie. God, no.
Oh, no, we're going to get Ronda back.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. They've been, okay, so the last few weeks, they keep just bringing up Ronda anytime they can. You know, they try to compare Shayna to Ronda. They compare Sonya and Tenara's wrestling to Ronda's style.
I wish it was like Masked Singer and they were just saying they could, like, oh, Bill Gates is going to be in the mask, under the mask, and just never, like, actually bring her, just because they paid her all this money to use her name and just don't bring her, but she's got to be coming soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a whole tie-in with Total Divas, too, but Raw, oh, man, see, okay, the week before that show in Saudi Arabia, there was no women's matches, and then at the Saudi Arabia pay-per-view, we got Natalya versus Lacey Evans.
They announced it the day before. And it was a big match or whatever, but was it really when they see how repressed it was?
They were showing the promos. I didn't watch the match. I just saw the highlights from it, I guess.
We don't watch that Blood Money show.
Lacey and Natalya had to fight in oversized t-shirts.
No, they were like, oh yeah, the t-shirts,
they
and then like
their
suits.
They were t-shirts over their gear. Over like
body
because,
suits.
Because, I mean, it's a
it
good
wasn't
time
even
to
their
be
regular
a woman
gear.
In Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
that's what everybody kept saying. Oh, what a good time to be a woman in Saudi Arabia, but.
I mean, contextually, yeah, but.
But is it? Well, anyway, I don't know who won that match. They hugged at the end.
Natty
so
did,
they
I
were
believe.
All winners.
Natty got her in the sharpshooter, I believe.
And, yeah. Okay, so...
And the actual moral of the story was all the money that they made along the way. Vince and the Prince, specifically.
Since then, we've had a lot of Kabuki Warrior action going on.
We talked about the return here, right? We haven't been gone that long.
I don't know. Well, let's just kind of recap a little bit. Asuka is using the green mist on her opponents.
Yeah.
And if you haven't...
Kairi's got new gear.
Yeah, that's a... Hey, remember we were talking about it. They need to be more, like, look like a cohesive unit. And they do, and they are. And I am digging heel Kairi.
They're stealing all of our ideas.
They're good ideas. I'm just saying.
Obviously. We talked about Asuka getting her swag back, and
she's got it.
She spit in Paige's face and proved it.
Kairi isn't coming out with that silly
pirate hat.
Pirate steering wheel
anymore.
I don't know what it's called.
The way she wears it, like a dog collar too, like Rick Steiner is awesome.
Okay, so Kairi's coming out with like a little umbrella. I don't know what it's called.
I don't know.
I feel like your cousin would know this.
Yeah.
The specific
she
type of umbrella.
Hector would know this,
too.
Oh,
I was talking about Victoria.
Oh, yeah. She would know, too.
Parasol. Probably. She's coming out the parasol. And she's got, like, what's her name from Kill Bill? Go-Go?
Yeah, I think so.
She's kind of got that whole creepy, laughing, like, character going on.
Is she what Io's supposed to be doing?
I have no idea what Io's supposed to be doing, but...
Huh.
It works for Kairi.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I still don't know what Io's trying to do. But heel Kairi's cool. The way she wrestles is different. Because, like, we've seen her just, like, be
and
a power.
And immediately from that first match, it was cool.
Uh-huh. She does... she was fighting against Becky, too.
Uh-huh.
That was one of the matches that they had.
Yeah.
Becky and Kairi had a one-on-one because I think after... Yeah. They turned on Paige, basically. Uh-huh. And
they were already going to fight, but they turned on Paige that same day.
Yeah, they Asuka spit the green mist into Paige's face.
Yeah.
And then after that is the match between Becky and Kairi. But Becky won. She caught her with the disarmer.
Because Becky always has to win.
See, okay. This is what was interesting from... While we're just talking about Kabuki Warriors. Okay, Becky is able to take on both of them, right? And, you know, I mean, they gotta chump out a little bit to Becky on Raw. But then come NXT, which is still a network show, they had one of, like... They had just, like, a sick match against Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Tegan Nox and Dakota Kai were, like, that great. I'm just saying that...
I mean,
that,
the two of them, like, could beat up Becky,
seeing them being, like,
though.
more dominant.
Yeah.
Compared to just, like, a couple days ago on Raw.
Yeah. It's just too much for Becky.
It's weird when
right
they do
now.
That. Yeah.
Like, the way everybody used to hate Roman is the same way Becky's being booked, and nobody cares. Nobody's saying anything, and everybody loves it for some reason.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah,
for,
I hope it's not longer.
Yeah.
Not much longer, because I'm getting bored.
Yeah. And it's because
She
doesn't have a formidable opponent. And she hasn't gone up against Charlotte yet because they're pushing this Charlotte and Natalya tag team, which makes some sense, but no sense, because why should Charlotte be in a tag team and of all people with Natalya?
Hmm.
That was... Did they fight against the Kabuki Warriors?
Yes.
They did.
Twice.
Yeah.
And I think they're fighting again today.
For the championship?
Yeah.
The tag team championship?
I believe so. I believe this one is going to be for the championship.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, I'm not liking that pairing between Natty and Charlotte. It's just like a thrown together, which is, I mean, I know they do that a lot, but.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. I mean, Charlotte needs to be on her own. She's too good. She shouldn't be as part of a tag team. The way that they're billing Becky, or what we're saying about Becky's billing is now getting rectified that she's got Shayna, but it could be all for naught if they just show her stomp Shayna.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. We're kind of jumping all over the place, but it's okay. We'll talk about Becky and Shayna having a sit down.
Yeah, because I was in. Well, not the next Raw, but this was this past week. Yeah. So they had an interview together. Or Becky had an interview with somebody. I don't remember who. It was Chuck, I think.
Were they not sitting across from one
another? No, she had an interview with Chuck, and then Shayna showed up and took Chuck's seat.
Oh, that's what happened.
And then they sat across from each other.
Yeah, and they were just like, oh, nice to meet you, buddy.
Yeah.
And then Becky was like,
I'm not your buddy, pal.
That's not how it went down.
That's basically how it went down. That was really cool, and seeing them face-to-face was really cool, but... I mean, it's not going to do anything if they book it with Becky just beating Shayna at the end of this.
Even
if Shayna has to beat Bayley, Shayna should get the better of Becky in that matchup points because Shayna's been booked so strong.
And that's why I like Becky. I think at this point needs to be taken down a little peg or two. Just a little. Just like one peg.
Yeah.
Maybe even half a peg.
Just give her the Seth Rollins treatment. Let her get beat by... her Brock Lesnar. Miss Kate Shayna Baszler. Not Ronda Rousey.
Not Ronda, yeah. Another thing that they talked about was Bayley, because she's in the match. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were saying how they weren't going to keep their eye off of her, but they were going to go after one another.
We're here for each other, yeah.
Yeah.
Or go against each other.
Chump Bayley is always underestimated.
Well, that's when Bayley had... Was it this week she cut her promo? About, you're going to keep your eye on me? Like, I'm the freaking women's champ or something like that.
Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, like, you're going to just keep an eye on me.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, she's had the NXT championship.
She's the only one.
She's the only one who's had all of them.
Yeah. And the tag team champion.
Well, like, Charlotte's had all of them except for the tag team championship, but I think that's coming up soon.
When she gets that, she'll have the only one who will have all of them and the Divas.
And the Divas one, the little butterfly
Charlotte
one.
Charlotte is the best.
That's fine. They should resurrect the Divas.
Yeah, they should do that for, like, Alicia Fox and, like... The women need another belt, like the European one.
What if they had, like... No, they don't have any, cruiserweights or anything like that.
You could make it, like, the featherweight belt.
The featherweight belt. Like, and if you look like Carmella.
Well, no, like Alexa and...
people who can't lift other people.
Yeah. Like Alexa, Sasha, like, if you're under 100 pounds, you fight for this belt.
I don't think that's... No, I was... They should have the Divas belt moved to the show Total Divas. and just have it defended there, like whoever, the 24/7 title.
Whoever Tamina, has the most drama
is the one. Is Tamina still the 24/7 title holder?
No, she hasn't been for a while.
Who is it, R-Truth again?
No,
or is it Carmella
he
again?
Lost it to somebody. I don't remember who it is right now. We haven't seen it in a couple of weeks, I don't
it's
think.
It's not a woman, so I guess who cares?
Maybe Drake Maverick?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I bet you it's like only a Twitter or like an Instagram thing now.
There is a new woman on the roster. Sin Cara's partner, Catalina? Is that
Catalina,
her name?
Yeah.
Okay, so Catalina and Sin Cara had a match against Andrade and Zelina Vega. And it was cool.
Yeah,
they
Zelina
are cool.
Good.
Man,
it's been so long since we've seen her wrestle.
Give Zelina the Divas title.
Yeah, see? She could be featherweight champion.
and that's what I got like excited for when we were watching them is seeing them do all the high-flying stuff. Like real like high-flying stuff and not just couple moonsaults here and there.
To see the women actually doing them.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope we see more of them because that was a really cool match.
Yep. And Sin Cara's been around for a while and Almas is great, so.
You mean Andrade?
Yeah.
Changing everybody's names. Oh, yeah. We can get into NXT now. I think that Jessamine Duke should go by the name Duke because she looks like an 80s frat villain. And it would just go really well. Kind of like Moose.
They could do that after she changes. Or after they do their little horsewoman thing. Because that's all she is right now, is a prop for that upcoming storyline at some point.
Okay, so Team
Shayna.
She's
the one who tried to kick the kendo stick.
So Team Shayna for Survivor Series doesn't even include her little lackeys.
Yeah, it's also got a mystery person right now.
That okay, you want to talk about NXT then?
I mean, we kind of already touched on SmackDown and Raw, the importance of each one. We're flying through this actually. I thought it was going to take a lot longer.
We just have to catch up.
Is there more important things on those that we need to talk about yet, though?
Well, Sasha had a match with Nikki Cross this past SmackDown, and Shayna came out again to beat up on Bayley.
That was after Bayley had already did her promo about she's not a chump.
So
she got beat up like a chump.
After Sasha beat Nikki Cross, she made her tap out to her bank statement. She started taking off up the ramp, and then Bayley decided, I'm going to get in on some of this, and started beating up on Nikki. And then Shayna came in and beat up Bayley.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, what does she do? She does that slam. She does like a power bomb.
Shayna?
Yeah. Or no, whatever she did that to Bayley. Bayley always looks so confused every like the last times that Shayna's beat her up. She's like, "Who was that?
Who was that person?"
So in NXT, the way it all that's the other big news. We're getting women's war games.
Yeah, they stole that idea straight from us.
That's fine.
That's
Take
my
it.
Idea.
Oh man,
they
I'm
can.
So excited
I'm glad we're
this.
Getting it, but they're doing it wrong.
Okay, why?
Well, there's first of all, a couple of things. First and foremost, Mia Yim has no business being anywhere near this match because she doesn't need the push and she's nowhere near the talent of the rest of the women.
Let's break this down. So it all started with, Rhea Ripley came. Rhea Ripley's here on NXT.
Yeah, she's been here.
She's already the captain of one of the War Games teams. Shayna is the
That's
captain
timing,
of the other
though.
War Games teams. And they decided to have, I don't know, like exhibition matches so that way they could prove themselves to these captains.
No, well, they were fighting before. That was when Regal announced the War Games. They were all like fighting in the ring for something. I don't remember who was in the ring when it started, but it was a brawl with Shayna and her tethereds, Rhea,
Io,
and Candice, and Bianca were all in there.
I think we have a new sacrificial lamb on NXT, and her name is Dakota Kai. Good God,
well, this is before we even get there. So they did all that like fighting, and then Regal announced War Games.
This was after Shayna had a match with Dakota Kai that he announced it. So basically,
it was that time.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. So a couple weeks. See, this has been a while since we've recorded, but Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox had a tag team match against the Kabuki Warriors.
Yes.
They lost, obviously. Also, I think Tegan Nox
yes,
is
that was the other thing
a lot
that we
more
wanted
interesting
to talk about.
Than Dakota Kai. That and the, like, yeah, we'll circle back to that.
But this is our first women's tag team title match outside of SmackDown and Raw.
When they were talking about the women's tag championships, they had mentioned that it was going to be across all brands. It was going to be defended whenever Bayley and Sasha had the titles. But then they lost it right away. And when they were on the Iconics never defended it. And now that they're on Asuka and Kairi, we got a match on NXT. And again, they're really pushing Tegan Nox. Yeah. Tegan Nox, she has potential. I was going to say bad knees. Because she has those stone cold magic knee braces on both legs. And Dakota Kai has one too. That's why they're a tag team.
Yeah.
But
they got one good knee between the three of them.
I mean, I guess gives new meaning to Team Kick. Dakota Kai's been there for a while. She was injured. She came back. Tegan Nox, we got a little bit of her on NXT UK, and then she's kind of just been like fed to us, like, here, like, she's a star. And then, like, she showed up on SmackDown. She had her tag team match with Dakota after they lost that one. She got like her, she's getting like her singles push, really.
I mean, she would have got it anyways, because if they were going to do the Mae Young Classic, I think everybody's pretty confident that she would have won after the last two.
So they're kind of like,
rumors being that she should have won the last two.
Well, it's weird to me because it's like, since that's happened, though, we have people like Candice LeRae, Bianca Belair. Io Shirai.
Tegan's still good, though.
Tegan's still good, but I don't think she's that good.
I think she's as good as Candace.
Yeah.
Maybe not right now because she's coming back.
She's a little bit more interesting because she does have like that tough girl persona now on NXT. I really didn't see that on NXT UK like the whole 2 weeks she was there.
Yeah, she wasn't there very much.
Yeah, but like she does, like, especially, I noticed it when she was fighting with Dakota Kai. You know, Dakota is just like, I think if Bayley were like Dakota, no, I think Bayley and Dakota are basically like similar. I just like Bayley more. So it's fun for me to like laugh at Dakota for being so lame. But in like comparison, Tegan Nox is just like a tougher competitor.
The way Cyndi Lauper fans would laugh at people for liking Britney Spears.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if that's like a good comparison.
The person
comparison.
Coming afterwards is just lame. This person deserves to lose because she's so lame.
There is this girl on Twitter
Bailey's
who, like,
wearing side ponytails.
She always pops up to talk crap about Bayley, and I see her a lot. And I notice her because I'm like, damn, this girl like really hates Bayley. And she like just doesn't like her. She has all these criticisms against her. And I'm not saying they're good or bad. I'm just saying like she always pops up. That's kind of how I feel about Dakota. Like, I get this girl now because I would always take offense because it's Bayley. It's like, why are you talking about her like this? Like, what do you know? And I just have like this sort of like for no reason against Dakota other than it's just fun.
Neutral dislike of Dakota.
I don't know.
You're not actively rooting against her, but you don't care.
I'm laughing at her failures,
that's
for sure. Anyway, point is, this all led into like some more feuding between Shayna and Dakota and Tegan. And then it just turned into like a free-for-all where all the girls just got in on it.
Yeah, well, Bianca was also trying to fight Rhea, and Rhea was trying to fight Io because they were all trying to figure out who was number one contender. And now two of them are Shayna's tag team partner.
Well, so William Regal announced War Games. Women's War Games. Did he say Women's War Games?
He just said War Games. That's right.
He said, I know how we're going to solve this. War Games. That's right. And then annoying-ass crowd started chanting it, but let's not get into that.
Yeah. I hate the NXT universe.
So, Rhea Ripley has her team. She picked Tegan Nox, who I guess is her friend now. She has Candice LeRae, because you got to have Candice on that team. She's blonde.
Because of her faces.
And who was the other person? That was them three. And then when Rhea announced her other person on the team, Dakota was standing there thinking she was going to get chosen.
Because she had just been in a brawl with them.
But no, Rhea chose Mia Yim.
Who had just snuck up from behind everybody and beat them up with a kendo stick.
But I love how Rhea just looks at Dakota and was like, sorry, Dakota, you just didn't cut it.
You're not any good.
Here's the thing, Dakota, you're not any good. See, that's why I laugh at Dakota.
See, maybe that'll make Dakota turn.
She stormed out of that interview with Kathy Kelly.
Then she can be interesting, but it seems like such a waste for that match. This is bringing it back to my complaints about War Games, is I got myself super hyped, and maybe I'm more upset because I played myself in thinking that Mia, first of all, doesn't deserve to be in this match, and it's such a big thing to do War Games with the women for the first time ever. Why would you waste it on somebody who's already so over? Because you could, or you can also fast track Piper's move to the States and have her be Rhea's surprise.
I think Piper's going to be a mainstay on UK for a while. There's a lot going on with her. We hadn't seen
that promo that they just ran this last week though. Before I worked myself up. And if they had done that though, it would have been better because Rhea has a history with Piper. She could be Piper's ace in the hole, or Piper could be Rhea's ace in the hole.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter now because that's Rhea's team, and on Shayna's team is Io Shirai and Bianca Belair, even though,
and mystery partner.
Which is probably going to be Dakota.
I hope not. Maybe. Well, there's so many other women that they've been announcing, like Chelsea Green. We still haven't seen.
We also got a match between Tanara.
Yeah.
And she a newcomer, Santana.
Kind of. I know she's been around. Yeah, she's been at the Performance Center for a while now.
Well, we got that match between them two, which is really cool. Mostly because Tanara. Yeah. I like watching her. She's a lot of fun.
She's getting more and more intriguing every week.
I think if she were going to be on the team, they would have announced it by now. Not kept it such a secret unless we find out on Wednesday.
No, they'd have to keep her in that storyline more. So I think it is either going to be Dakota or just like a complete mystery of someone we haven't seen before.
Who else is Shayna? And also, NXT. Bianca and Io aren't necessarily friends with Shayna. It's just,
yeah,
they have to be a part of War Games. Mm-hmm. I just think it's funny that Duke and the other girl aren't going to be on this team.
Yeah, that's why we thought it was going to be 5-on-5 when he first announced it. But now they're announcing it's 4-on-4 with teams and captains. It's weird. Huh. This isn't Survivor
Series. It's kind of another Survivor Series. Yeah. Who's on the Survivor Series team for NXT?
I don't think they've even started doing that at all.
Yeah, so we still don't know who the rest of the teams are for Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Is War Games happening the same week as Survivor Series?
That's what I don't know, and I hope not. Because them all having to do War Games and then fight those matches out. Like, Shayna having to fight Becky and Bayley after doing War Games is bullcrap.
Well, I mean, that's probably like how they're going to make it plausible that Shayna lost.
Yeah.
Okay, so we covered the Survivor Series. The women are going to be a part of that, and it's going to be Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT.
Yes.
We got War Games coming up on NXT.
Yes.
And now we have NXT UK, which it's been good.
It's been fun to talk about.
But, man, you can't, like, the hype isn't going to live up to those other announcements. Yeah. But either way, we got a really good Piper and Rhea match versus Jazzy and Ginny.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
This is before Rhea came over. And it was after Rhea and Piper won. Piper won the match for them. And Rhea just took off and she kind of told Piper, like, yeah, take your moment.
Yeah, I think that was
Rhea's. Or have your moment. She was like telling her. I think that was like her sign off.
Yeah. Which is bullcrap. She didn't lose. Well, maybe the women can make their own rules. You don't have to go out on your back as a woman.
Remember Killer Kelly?
Coward Kelly?
Okay, Kaylee Ray came out. This was a couple weeks ago that they showed Killer Kelly doing a promo and talking about who she was going to face next. But Kaylee Ray came out and called out Xia Brookside, who we haven't seen in a while.
I don't think I saw that promo, though. Yeah, I saw everything else. Maybe not that one.
Kaylee Ray, she's like, oh, yeah, everybody's talking about Xia Brookside.
Yeah, she's a fan of the show. We got another one.
And so, interestingly enough,
Kaylee Ray is champ.
Kaylee Ray is champ.
Okay,
cool. Coward Kelly makes an appearance. She's the reason Zaya Brookside is a ghost.
Yes.
She is the one that ducked out of the tag team match and let
It wasn't Jazzy... a tag team match. They were fighting. And oh, yeah. Jazzy they were having showed like a good up, grappling and they were like, match. And Zaya's like, we're going to fight her, right? And Coward Kelly's like, yeah, sure. Nope. She swerved her and then Zaya's dead.
So we kind of got a little bit of a promo from Zaya this past week. She's just saying how, yeah, she's ready to face Kaylee Ray.
Yeah.
And we had another match bringing this all together. Coward Kelly versus now being billed as the White Witch, Isla Dawn. We talked about her being a witch. I don't know. Maybe it was announced before. But I'm like liking that they're leaning into our suggestions to our mythology. For sure. Because it helps our story along.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very off, like, not related to much, but Ginny was in this past match, and they talked about her gear being, like, Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah, she's the fashionista.
Yeah, that's not true. Why are they lying?
I don't know. It's probably that guy. That announcer sucks.
He's terrible.
There's so many bad announcers right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, saying there's a lot of bad people.
When everybody
right
was
now.
Stranded in Saudi Arabia, they brought Renee Young because she's like a standby commentator. She was on there. Who else was? Tom Phillips was there. He got demoted, didn't he?
Yeah, he got no job. He got sent to UK.
Okay, and
for
then
the two chumps they have on Raw for some reason.
Apparently, Aiden English. Was there for the first part of SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then they swapped him out with this other guy.
That was part of the storyline, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
That's why the guy got in the ring at the end with them. I didn't tell... We haven't talked about this since
okay,
then.
Okay. There's this guy who... See? I'm glad I watched the Facebook watch-alongs.
He's part of the NXT family, is what he said when he sat down, apparently.
Well, he watches the pay-per-views and does the Facebook watch-along. Whenever it's live on Facebook, and that's how I know that guy.
I already forgot his name, but anyway. Was he the one giving the context for all the NXT stars when they were there?
I didn't pay attention
because that might have been his whole role there. That's why Aiden English got bounced because of him.
Oh,
and if NXT is showing up, he's like,
did it happen
here.
Right around that time?
And remember, he jumped in the ring at the end, and we were like, why is this guy getting in the ring with them? We were like, he's just like an excited fan. I think he was part of the storyline.
There was a funny part where Stephanie McMahon came out to, I think, talk about the Saudi match between Natalia and Lacey.
Yeah, sure.
And she was, and Triple H was there because, you know, NXT was invading, Triple H heads NXT. He was in the ring. So when Stephanie came out to talk about the women's match, she like blew a kiss to Triple H. And then that announcer dude was waving back to her. It came out on TV.
That's funny.
It was really funny. I don't know his name, but he's the guy that comes out on Facebook watch along.
I don't remember it either.
I think he has his own radio show.
Probably. I mean, I'm sure he does more than WWE stuff in order to like be there. Otherwise, we'd have jobs with them.
Hey. If that's all it takes.
I mean, I'm not saying I would turn it down.
So I think we're kind of caught up on a lot of the major highlights for the women this past few weeks that we've been watching.
I just realized we are 3-for-4 of champions.
What do you mean?
Kaylee Ray listens to us now. Yep. Now just confirmed.
Becky Lynch
listens to
us. Our original listener.
Yeah, the one who's turned all the rest of them on us. And Bailey, I assume she listens to us because we talk so highly of her. And who the hell else is talking as highly of Bailey as us?
Definitely not that girl on Twitter.
Yeah, and if not, I'm sure we can talk highly of her if it'll get her to watch. And then we just need Shayna. But honestly, Shayna's too cool to listen to us. If Shayna listened to us, I would like her less.
If Shayna listened to us, I would probably rate our podcast 1 star.
Yeah. I want Shayna to just walk, like, not listen to anybody ever. Someone's talking to her and she's just looking at them and then just yells at their face or something. Like, not yells at their face, but just talks loudly in their face and then walks away saying whatever she wanted to say.
That sounds like a toddler. Like something a toddler would do. Be like, I'm bored.
Yeah, it's kind of how I want Shayna to act because she's been able to beat everybody up. I just wanted her to do whatever she wants.
Oh, man. Well.
Shayna Club.
Before we finish, I do want to touch on Total Divas because I have been watching and we're probably already at the season finale. But
the mid-season finale?
I don't know if it's a mid-season finale. Just to give everybody an update, Corey and Carmella still going strong. Carmella lied to her friends so that way she could go hang out with him on the beach. But, like, I wouldn't want to go hang out at Ronda Rousey's cabin in the woods, especially because she is a conspiracy theorist.
Sandy Hook truther.
I'm pretty sure she's an anti-vaxxer. Yeah.
God, this person is the worst.
I tried to give Ronda a chance. To give her a chance throughout this entire show, but her and her husband are just so smug and think that they talk with this confidence that, you know, that they know things, but they don't. And that is what's wrong with America.
You've literally got your head bashed in your entire life. And yeah, I got you millions, but maybe don't walk around being all fucking pompous and acting like you're smarter than people just because you've had time to read a few books.
Hey, did you see that study about serial killers having like head traumas as young people and children? Anyway, unrelated. it's really funny to hear Nia Jax complain about Ronda Rousey getting all of these advantages in the WWE and being able to like do whatever she wants. And
projection.
It's so funny just listening to her complain about her because it's like, girl, same.
Glass houses.
Same thing. Yeah. Let's see. There's a couple of,
I think only we got. Here because you're the Rock's cousin.
We got less and less of Trinity.
Yeah. Are they phasing her out?
I think so. And
well, she's also out of WWE right now.
She hasn't been wrestling a ton.
You didn't see that announcement a while
back? No, what happened?
So apparently there was like a death in her family that she took real hard.
Oh, I think it was like a cousin? So she was,
I don't know. But yeah, she announced it like a month or two ago.
I think I remember that.
But now she said that she's going to like, it's going to take her some more time, but she is going to work her way back. So that's probably why. That probably limited her shooting schedule with them too.
Yeah, because she was out partying with everybody. And I don't know. I just want to believe that Trinity is 60 years old, looking as fabulous as she does, but still like being all, I'm too old for this shit throughout the entire episode.
Well, there was also that stuff with her and Jimmy a few months back. Wasn't that
legal
around that time?
Stuff, probably.
Because we're at WrestleMania right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was around that time. I'm 99% sure.
Well, these last few episodes are very Carmella and Sonya heavy. Sonya loves the camera.
Good. She's good in front of it.
She's funny though. Like she's really funny. I like seeing her stuff play out.
I think she's got a future outside of wrestling because I don't know that I want to see her wrestle that much more anymore. She seems to be regressing in the ring, but maybe it's because we haven't seen her.
We haven't really seen full matches from them.
We have. Well, the few that we've seen, they just don't look as solid as they used to.
Because they actually did have a match, Fire and Desire, against Carmella and Dana. Like, it happened. Our queen is back.
Yes.
It's fine if she's teamed up with Carmella, but we get to see her.
I don't think she is teamed up with. It was just for that match because now both of them are on the SmackDown Survivor Series team. That's what that was for.
Oh, is that? That's right. They won. Okay. Yeah. So that's a thing that we forgot to talk about, but basically Carmella,
those are the only ones announced, I think, just them.
Yeah, Carmella and Dana earned a spot by beating Fire and Desire. So they're on Survivor Series Team SmackDown. Sasha Banks is their captain.
Yes.
So Total Divas is they brought Brie and Nikki back. That's how you know it's getting towards the season finale because Nia was walking in their fashion show. It's Scottsdale Fashion Week, like the
there would be a Scottsdale Fashion Week. Oh man. I lived there and I don't think I ever even like knew about it, or if I did, I didn't care to register it in my head that was a thing.
Nia walked in their show and then she kind of had this this talk with Nikki and Brie, and just because Naya's realizing like, oh yeah, everybody's leaving and I don't have friends because I'm mean to everybody. But really her meanness is stemming from all the pain that she's been having in her knees.
And also I suck at wrestling.
Her knees don't have any
cartilage.
What do they call it? Cartilage. She doesn't have an ACL.
Yeah, that's
she just doesn't have an ACL. That's why she's like, that's why she's been so cranky. that's why she's been so moody. they're gonna show her going into surgery in these like finale show episodes or something, and that explains like her being out because she's been out for a while.
Yeah.
And we'll get to see that coming up, and I'll have a more in-depth recap for you, especially Joseph.
Keep the Ronda parts up, please. I don't think I could devalue her as a person any less.
Actually,
if there is something that could make me devalue her as a person less, let me know. I'm curious, genuinely, at this point.
You know, the thing that was happening on Total Divas was Ronda talking crap about all the women in the locker room. But, you know, her excuse was that... This is really funny about Ronda. At the beginning of the season, she was talking about how she wasn't here to make friends and she's here to work and entertain. And then, like, towards, like, the episodes that we're watching now, you know, she's like, man, nobody understands me. I'm just doing this, like, to entertain. Like, why isn't anybody my friend? And, like, her... So this is, like...
Typical victim bringing on her own fucking issue. And she's, oh, no one likes me.
Oh, wait a minute. I guess, like, the women's locker room is about friendship. And one of the things that... Like, the girls weren't upset with Ronda. They just weren't... Yeah, like, they're just kind of not turned off. But they were like, yeah, she's doing what she's got to do, I guess. And Ronda was kind of like, why does everybody hate me?
See, that's why.
But nobody did, like, nobody disliked her. Everybody just kind of knew what was up. They're like, no, like, she's like the meal ticket right now for WWE, so we're not gonna criticize Ronda.
In the episode that I was watching, she was talking to Natty and Chuck, and that just goes to show, and nobody likes Natty because she's weird. I mean, they like her, but she's weird, so they all like don't hang out with her, because she probably travels with like 3 or 4 cats in her bag. And then
oh my god,
Charlie was there getting her her scoops.
Yeah,
she's like, oh yeah, please tell me more,
Charlie, on the
talk
beat.
Into my chest, please. Oh, recording her the whole time.
I didn't even think that she was an investigative journalist undercover
this whole time. I just figured it out.
Go Chuck. Well, okay, that's it for this week,
but that's why those are the only two people that talk to her anyway. That's it for this week.
There's good. I'm hoping that like all of this ramps up to more and more leading up to Survivor Series, and it doesn't just like fall flat where we get, I don't know.
Nah, I'm excited for that show.
Eight women tag team match.
Yeah.
All right then. Until then, watch some more women's wrestling.